May I at this time bring you a hodgepodge of interesting and bizarre stories from around the world? The world's ugliest dog contest was in California on Friday. And I have to admit, man, the winner this time was a two-year-old, I think it was a dog, by the name of Peanut. Now, listen, before he, Peanut's hideous looking, all right? And before you get upset at me, animal lovers, for laughing at this, okay, understand, Peanut's doing fine. Peanut lost, I'm sorry, guys, I'm going to sound like such a horrible person. Peanut lost his lips and his eyes. All right, take two. Shh, quit being such a jerk. Peanut lost his lips and his eyelids in a fire. So his eyes are always bugging out, and it looks kind of like he's got this deranged, psychotic smile on his face. His owner, as a result, got a $1,500 prize. Peanut was injured in this fire, okay? And it means he just looks horrible. He's got hair all over the place, too. It's bugging out. His owner is a woman by the name of Holly Chandler from Greenville, North Carolina, won $1,500, and she says she's going to use it to pay other pets' vet bills. Good for her. She says, quote, he's my baby. I guess I don't see him every day as being that ugly, but I guess the judges thought so. There is no way, there is no way to look at this dog and go, oh, he's so ugly, he's cute. No, that dog is just creepy looking. So I'm glad that she was able to find it a good home and was able to take good care of it. Peanut, of course, lives in the lap of luxury now. But is a seriously ugly dog. All right, let's talk about a 12-year-old kid that is just, man, I'm telling you, this kid better have some parents that do something to this little brat. 12-year-old in France apparently disappeared when police found him hiding in some bushes. He told the judge that he had just been abducted, but he managed to get away and was able to give them a pretty detailed description of the kidnapper. Right. Uh-huh. Wait, there's more. He said it was a white guy in his 30s, about 5'7", wearing a black shirt and jeans. Had a scar on his right cheek and also described the scar. So they'd had a sketch artist draw a picture of the guy, and for the past month, they have been looking for this guy. They also realized something, that even though they're French, they realized that, sacre bleu, things weren't adding up after they went over security footage from the area where the kid said that this kidnapping had happened. So last week, the police officers, Inspector Clouseau, decided to go by and interview this kid one more time. And yes, he admitted that he had not been kidnapped. Guess what? He had decided that he would fake a kidnapping because that's much better than taking a bath. No. Going to the dentist. It's not clear on how much money was spent searching for this guy that does not exist. It's also not clear if what the government is going to do, the local administrator is going to do to the parents. The parents should pay every penny for this. The parents should pay every penny of this. Good grief. I was kidnapped. All right, one more story. Here we go. A guy from Macon, Georgia, was parked at a gas station last week and was trying to put his .45 caliber handgun back in its holster. Yes, you know exactly where I'm going with this. Unfortunately, he shot himself. Now listen, you and I know from our gun ownership that if you're not careful, yes, you could probably shoot yourself fairly easily, but the safety is on for a reason. One of the very first things that I did when I got my handgun is I went over and over and made a mental thing in my head, okay, that I knew when the safety was on, I knew when the safety was off, I didn't have to think about it, I knew where it was, I looked at it, and it was automatic. When I'm done running rounds through it, the safety goes on. Make sure that it's empty. Blah. You know what I'm talking about. That's part of being a responsible gun owner. You got to know these things because, look, you drop the remote to the TV on your foot, you get a slight bruise, okay? other things that you've got. Yeah, maybe a paper cut. You mess up with a gun and you ventilate yourself or somebody else. Okay, so what happened to this guy that is messing around with his gun in the car? Yes, the bullet hit him right there, guys, right there. It hit him in the junk, passed through, and then exited out of his butt. Oh, man. How do you... I need this like I need another whole... Oh, never mind. He managed to drive to a friend's house. Why go to his friend's house? Okay. He drove to a friend's house. When he got there, he took off his pants. And hey, Bob, how good of a friend is this guy? Hey, Bob, listen, I'm on my way over to your place. I got a little something. Would you mind looking? Yeah, come on by. So he get and how? Where does this relationship go? How is it that you can drop by and say, listen, I think I shot myself in the junk, and you wouldn't mind taking a look, would you? And he drove his friend to the friend's house. When he got there, he took off his pants. And his friend saw that the bullet holes all over his greater region and decided that he needed to go to the hospital. Holy cow. No pun intended there, of course. Good grief, man. Why didn't you just drive yourself to the hospital to begin with? That's the thing that I want to know. Why not just go to the hospital on... Oh, my God. There is no explanation for the intelligence level of... Well, and listen, don't you dare start going, well, that's Georgia for you. That's just the way it works. Now, one more. Last one. I got just a little bit. Oh, by the way, I found out during the break, the story of the miner that was in the underground for 17 years. Yeah, my BS meter was right. It's fake. I just didn't have time to follow up on it. But thank you for our valued listeners keeping me straight. Let's get another story out of China, shall we? A guy named Jun Lo in Shandong, China, was under the impression that he needed to kill himself Monday of last week. He climbed out of a window onto a fifth-story apartment building, sat on a narrow windowsill, and got ready to jump. At first, police tried to talk him down, but he wouldn't stop talking about his bad relationships, his bad job, blah, 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 no hope for the future. Finally, the cops called in the fire department to rescue him. And you know what you're thinking. Oh, the hook and ladder, they're going to go up and they'll bring him down. Or they've got that big trampoline-looking thing, and as he falls, they gently catch him and make, you know, no, that's not what they did. They took out their water cannon and blasted him with high-pressure stream of water. That way he couldn't jump. He had to crawl back inside to get away from the water. And, of course, now he's going through a psych evaluation. I for one, don't think that was a good idea. WSAU. There it is, with the random weirdness from around the world. We'll be right back.